B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue. Ooh.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Zone.
Grunt Nation, I have a big announcement to make. I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, to hear the news. Let's go.
All right, so that was Gronkowski, who I'm with Murray. I refuse to cover his antics any longer.
Well, then you're not going to have to after this.
Troll.
Like,
he's
this
a troll.
This is going to be officially it. Because if you listen to that clip right there and you say, well, I mean, he didn't say, he wasn't teasing, he was returning. He said, it's going to be fun, it's going to be wild. What you don't know is that just after that, he went on his Facebook page and he found an old post of Tom Brady's where Tom Brady is blowing a conch shell that says Patriots receivers assemble. And Rob Gronkowski said, hey, man, does that thing still work? In other words, hey, maybe I'm coming back. But now it seems as of this morning, there was a announcement online that Rob Gronkowski will be in Miami around the Super Bowl, but it's not for playing or anything having to do with being a member of the Patriots. He is doing something called Gronk Beach, the Gronk Beach Festival on Saturday, February 1st, that is going to be at Miami Beach. And they say it's a party with a music festival along with food and drinks. I'm glad they're going to have at least food and drinks there, because it would suck to go to something that long and not have anything to drink or anything to eat. He said, Gronkowski says, it's because nobody really knows Super Bowl week like he does. Quote, I may not be playing the game this year, but I'll still be going to Miami, and I'm going to be debuting my very own music festival, and it's Gronk Beach. So I'm wondering if this thing's going to tour now. I mean, you can't ask for any other situation better than that. Bring some wildness, some fun, to bring a music festival to Miami, and not just on top of Miami at the Super Bowl, whatever that means. It's never really been done like that before. He said that he is going to be having performers Rick Ross, Flo Rida, DJ Carnage, Cascade, Diplo, and Blau. He said whoever's going to be playing in that game, who isn't going to want to be at the party? Well, I would say people playing in that game, because they don't want to go to a party the day before they play. It's not a very good sentence from Rob Gronkowski. He said, so that might be the game. The game might be facing off behind the stage that weekend. He said, so many people tell you the truth throughout my career, and they've always told me, oh, I want to party with Gronk. I want to party with Gronk. So this is an opportunity to do it. They said it will be between 1 and 7 p.m. It's going to be $149 to get in. It will include a luau theme with fire twirlers and hula dancers. He says, quote, we'll be partying with everyone. We'll be partying on stage. We'll be high-fiving everyone. We'll be interacting with the crowd. It's just going to be great overall fun theme party where it just brings entertainment and joy to people's lives. And more than anything, this, hopefully when he officially announces it at 9 o'clock, which he'll more than likely be doing, this will be the end of will Rob Gronkowski come back? I'm glad for him and I'm glad he's not coming back, but now we don't have to sit there and get dragged around like, oh, is this the one? And we don't have to sit there and every report that comes out about Robert Kraft saying that he told him that he wants him back and that he hasn't signed his retirement papers. All of that stuff is going to be done and finished, and the story will officially be over, thank goodness. Now, one thing that it also does is it makes you think, well, this is truly the team that Tom Brady is going into the postseason with. There is no return of Rob Gronkowski. The only thing you can really look forward to is the health of the offensive line to get better, and maybe, just maybe, a little bit of chemistry between guys like N'Keal Harry, who haven't had much time with Tom Brady at all, and maybe him and Mohamed Sanu can do something special together because they're just now getting to play, you know, against, play along with each other. This is it. Now, after this announcement, any kind of pipe dream that you're going to all of a sudden in those last important games have Rob Gronkowski and his gigantic hands catching ridiculous passes, you know, that he was there like long threat for the last couple of years.
Yeah. He wasn't even great last year. I mean, he really wasn't. But, you know, what he did on the offensive line and, hey, in big plays, third down and in the Super Bowl. And
he helped them win the Super Bowl, right.
He absolutely was just a big-time playmaker.
So he is not going to be back more than likely.
It's a crushing blow.
And instead,
they're terrible at tight end. Terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible. The blocking sucks.
They never replaced them. Like, we're continuing to keep talking. Do we see a trend here? The organization has completely whiffed on Brady. That's why he's pissed. Now, don't get me wrong. Brady in the past would win with whatever he had. But, like, we continue to – like, I mentioned Demaryius Thomas off the air. That was Brady's boy. Like, guy scores four touchdowns in a preseason game, and he's cut the next week. I'm just saying.
Getting rid of him was the right decision.
And that's fine to keep a guy that he doesn't throw the football to, Noshevsky. You know what I mean? Like, just the more and more we look at it, like, Gronk's gone. See you later. It's over. But who knows? Maybe he's back next year. He said he still wants to play football. But this is what you have the rest of the way, Tom Brady. And at this point, like, he needs to stop moping around and start playing football. Like, stop blaming everybody else. You pick up your game. You're supposed to be the star here. Like, I don't know. Hearing these press conferences week in and week out, it's like, come on, Brady. And that Jim Gray stuff last night, Tom, it's really hard out there for you, Tom, isn't it, Tom? Like, jeez. Let the guy speak for himself instead of, like, conversing before you guys have the damn interview.
So, yeah.
I'm out on this Brady stuff and the Gronk trolling. Like, just, I know, but Fred, they're 9-1.
Yeah, but the one thing about all this that means the most is that Tom Brady himself said when he stops enjoying himself, he's not going to play anymore. And it doesn't sound at all season long, he's been enjoying himself. It's a 9-1 team, and he continues to be this way. So I just, all of this adds up to a huge question mark with his future with the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Or his future in the NFL. But there was this yesterday where Tom Brady had mentioned that he doesn't pay attention to what people are saying, and Jim Gray actually told him what people were saying.
So, Tom, if you are reading what is in the newspaper or you are watching what is on television and you tell us you're not, so let me fill you in. Here's what's being said. Team has no speed. There's no threats. Your best receivers are slot receivers. The team is short on talent. The offensive line can't protect you. No speed, no separation. It's just really, really not much around you. When you don't have these weapons, and this is what is being said, and you're getting clobbered, now the question, how do you break through all of that frustration with all of this going on?
Look, everyone thinks, they analyze every game and they know everything that's going on. And, we talk about ignoring the noise. And there's a lot of noise. And when you play great, you're the best team in the world. When you play bad, you're the worst team in the world. You can't beat anyone. And that's just riding the roller coaster of emotions. We have a lot of good players on our team, and we're trying to excel. We're trying to be, to play at a very high level. And I don't think we've reached our potential yet, and I'll be excited when we do. And we've had a lot of things that have happened over the course here, as every team has, dealing with, some different players and getting familiar with some different things. And that's just the challenge of the NFL season. So I know everybody has predictions and power rankings and all that, and that's fine. That covers a lot of ground over the course of the week. But for us, we've got to stay focused on what our task is. We got a very tough matchup against Dallas, who's coming in playing very well on Sunday. We got a home game. We'll be excited to play that game, and hopefully we play better than we played last week. And, that's where the optimism is for me.
Okay. All that being said, if Rob Gronkowski takes this thing on tour, that might be the best money-making decision that he has made. Like, whether it's television or anything else, like, if he takes Gronk Beach on tour, he could make a decent amount of money if that ends up being somewhat successful.
Like Gronk buses?
No, well, Gronk buses, he can't be making a ton off of that. But, I mean, if he goes and, like, takes this tour to places that sell 10,000 tickets a pop and it's his name that's on it, that might be more money than he would have made if he played in the NFL.
I don't know. There's 5,000 Super Bowl parties.
No. I'm talking if he took this on tour.
Kind of like a Pauly D situation.
Because he even said Gronk Beach Festival, and it's something that he's launching his Gronk Beach Festival.
If I'm Rick Ross, I'm saying I can go out on the road on my own.
And I don't think he can do that well. Not as well as packaging it together like this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, he could make a decent amount of money off of this.
No. Congratulations for Rob Gronkowski. Every stupid announcement's dumber than the next.
CBD, partying.
Yeah, he's Miami. Having a festival. So is everyone else. So does Mike Ditka. He's got a cigar festival.
This will be one of the biggest ones.
Who cares?
I mean, you're just saying everyone has a festival. I mean, it's going to be big.
Great.
I mean, I'd go.
Good.
If I'm there, I'd go.
98.5 The Sports Hub has a party.
They do.
I mean, everyone under the sun has a Super Bowl party.
It does very well, the Sports Hub party.
It does. It sells out. There's a line around the corner. I can't think of anything less climactic than announcing you're having a Super Bowl party.
Rich, I feel like you're really disappointed.
No, like, no.
Like with, I don't know if it's the announcement or just Gronk's not playing football anymore.
No. I'm not disappointed with that. I'm actually happy that it's over. Like, now we can stop at, because I knew at 9 o'clock, whatever it was going to be, more than likely the questions were over and it was done. Because this has been a really
I don't think anyone
tedious,
thought
like,
he was coming
weeks.
Back. I don't think anyone thought he was making an announcement today that he was coming back.
I don't know about that.
I think a lot of people did.
Who?
Even though I
don't know. Who? Somebody might have think he was playing this Sunday.
Well, you?
Who?
I don't know. I sent some audio to you last night.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people.
Who was it?
Gonna find out.
Oh, Jesus. This isn't your over-under podcast.
No, this is
from the Kowloon crew.
Oh, okay.
It's someone of the crew.
Well, I didn't get to hear the Kowloon crew.
Well, that's why he did a big market tease. Look at you, sliding right in, giving big market teases.
I mean, I know I host on the weekends, but I'm a little tease here.
Not
right?
Bad.
Jesus. Chair tease.
Christ. Now I don't know who thinks he's coming back from the crew. Well, that's it. No more. I don't care what Rob Gronkowski does anymore. None. A Super Bowl party.
Well, if he has to talk on television, I care.
Well, if it's funny.
Hearing Rob Gronkowski speak is usually pretty
good. Did you see him this week, by the way?
I missed it.
He did a Gronk spike. It was like, all right, let's see what you got there, Gronk.
Okay.
And
this is as lame an announcement as it could have been. At least if it was that speaker football, it would have been funny. Like, unless if it was like some really crappy product that he was announcing, like a train set or something, like that would have been funny. Like, wow, you're having a party at the Super Bowl.
Like a Gronk guitar?
Like you and legitimately everyone else. Like there's, what are you, next to the Maxim party? Like, I mean, Jesus, everyone has a party.
Is Maxim still around?
I don't know. I imagine if you go to the airport, you could find one. At least from back in the day. All right, are we doing the Kowloon crew next?
Yeah, if you want to do it now, we can do that.
All right, let's find out what's happening. We have KISS tickets to give away, which I refuse to give away. There's a package of four now, and I refuse to give them away until someone gets them all right. So if we go to Friday, Dan, don't you look at me. If we go to, we can scrounge up tickets to the KISS concert. All right, we will return.
Tucker and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and we can't give away KISS tickets right now because there are some technical difficulties with the phones. So I hope no lawyers come and arrest me on the spot. There are no, the phones are mixed up, as is everything else. So here I am, if you're watching on twitch.tv, I am in another room because the crew went out. It was a magical day. You had the Kowloon crew. I saw Joe Murray over there on Instagram. He was having the time of his life over at the Kowloon. You had Andy Wong. He had bought the box.
Real quick, can phones be answered in the other room?
I just don't think they have to be answered at all, quite frankly.
I wouldn't mind it, but is there a way that Bird can answer phones?
Absolutely.
Okay, Bird, please answer phones in the other room if you don't mind.
Or you just don't answer the phones.
Well, no, just in case.
There's just nothing to answer. He doesn't have to answer the phones. It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, then go answer the phones. I don't know. Who's calling in? No, not in here.
Yeah, in there. Bird.
I don't know why you're making him think.
I think I'm getting it.
I don't know why you're making him think.
Because he gets paid to answer the phone.
Yeah, but he can go 10 minutes without answering the phone.
But what if someone has a good comment and they want
to? No one's going to have a good comment. We never take phone calls.
All right. Maybe we don't because Bird's answering them.
Well, listen, the last thing I want to do is have a show with a bunch of phone calls. Ugh. All right. So the Kowloon crew was out. It was WWE Raw. And it was the whole gang. It was Jay Stu. It was Joe Murray.
Is that not playing over the speakers there? Oh, jeez. The sound clips here are just like this new system. It's in queue in here, and it's not on in there.
I could hear
it. We got Bird running around. We've got the sound.
See, do you understand now why I didn't want Bird to leave the room?
No,
I just want everyone to sit.
See, I would think Bird leaving the room would calm things down.
I just want everyone to sit down. That's why I need a board.
Damn loud.
That's why I need a board.
Nice job, Dan.
No, Dan actually is helping. But
no,
I mean,
that's why I need the board. All right, here we go.
Okay, so you went out to
the... Yes, we were at the Garden last night. Started the Kowloon first. And okay. Went over there.
All right, who's there?
So who rolls deep? Yeah, who's in the Kowloon?
So last night was a small crew. It was myself, Sarge, Jay Stu, Jared Carabas, an OG Kowloon member. John Cena Sr.
Okay.
Was with us. And then Adam Hashian, if you know the drummer from Boston, his kid.
Sib Hashian's, yeah.
And then, of course I do.
And then a couple of other
rest in peace, Sib.
Crewmates as well.
Absolutely. Right. All right, so there's celebrities galore. There is Jay Stu and the gang. So you go over to Kowloon, and then you head over to the suite that Andy Wong has provided you. Now, does he deck out the suite with food and beverage?
You know it.
Okay, so everything's on the Wong father.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so you don't feel any guilt taking advantage of that?
No, I'm not a freeloader. I'll take Andy out. He takes us out. Like, we try to, you know, we're all friends.
Have you done a road trip with him, like Sarge? Yeah. Have?
Yeah, I've done him. I'm telling you guys, Andy is the coolest dude.
Oh, I like Andy. I bet, but does he pay for everything when you guys go on the road?
No, we try. Well, he tries to. Like, there's been... I will not lie to you. I one time gave a credit card to a waiter before the meal even started, and he already paid it.
They go to Turkish bathhouses. They go around the world.
Does he pay for, like, Sarge and Jay Stu's airline ticket?
No. No.
Okay.
No
charge. Jay Stu just scares his way on the plane.
Yeah. No. He's just a really nice guy. But no, overall, he's a fun time, though. Especially you would go to Encore with him. He's a great.
Well, he gets about $5 million worth of free advertising on this station, so I'd imagine you can't get better than that. All right, so is this audio taped at the Loon,
or is this taped at the wrestling event? No, we were actually in the box, one of the suites.
Okay.
Last night.
And, so, what is the concept of this segment?
Well, Rich, you listen. Do you want to? I was just asking the guys.
So he was asking you guys questions, but there was something that you brought up on the air yesterday that Joe Murray was trying to get down to the business on, trying to figure out the mystery. You had said that there is somebody that is an athlete right now in Boston sports who truly hates you.
Well, I was told that they hate me, and I cannot say who.
Okay, I know you can't.
I cannot unveil because that would put the person who told me in a compromising position.
It doesn't mean, however, that we can't speculate.
You can speculate, but I cannot tell you if it's true or false.
Okay, so here is Joe Murray in the Kowloon box trying to find some answers.
So am I going Sarge here?
Just go Sarge.
All right, let's go right to the star.
All right, I'm sitting here with Sarge inside the Kowloon suite. What match are you looking forward to most tonight, Sarge?
Well, we got Becky Lynch and Charlotte. They're going to be teaming up, so that is the highlight of the night right here.
Yeah.
And did you see Mojo Rawley before?
I've seen Mojo.
Did you see him before?
What do you think?
On the eve of a Gronk announcement?
What do you think the Gronk announcement's going to be?
Come back to the pages, baby.
Okay. Well, all right, that's it. That's the end, then.
Keep going.
No, it's that I was... Okay, I am saying I will not, and I'm not the only one on this show, I am not mentioning the name Rob Gronkowski again. That name will not come from my lips unless he does something incredibly dumb.
Oh, we're carrying the announcement at 9 o'clock. Oh, I got to hear what he has to say.
It's going to be like, what is dope parties
after
having?
Today, Fred.
Yeah.
After today.
Today's big news.
I said it's not, but I will
that
say.
That he's not coming to the Patriots is big news.
No one thought he was coming to the Patriots except dummy Sarge.
There were a lot of people who thought he was coming back.
I
am not amongst one of them. And at the beginning, I was.
Did you go to someone? Did you go to an ambulance? Were you chasing ambulances when people got hit in the head? I mean, if anyone thought he was announcing on his Instagram that he was coming back to the Patriots a week before Thanksgiving, they got problems. And it couldn't be any lamer an announcement because it's not even funny. Like when they had the speaker in the football and we gave it to him and his brother, or we gave it to Chris Gronkowski and he didn't know that they were selling it and it had his name on it.
It was a problem.
It's just some dumb Super Bowl party that everyone else has. There's like 500 of them. Like Jermaine Dupri will have one.
He'll be there on Sunday, suited up against the Dallas Cowboys. Book it.
This Sunday?
Yep.
No, he won't.
Joe, he doesn't have to learn the ropes.
This Sunday?
Joe, what does he have to learn?
He's not even... They practice tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
He won't be there Sunday.
He'll be on the suite.
Could he be there December...
Sure, the final four games.
Yes. You said book Sunday, though. I'll take your money. Okay.
Handshake.
He's not going to be there on Sunday. Yes, I'll take your money. Thank you.
He'll be there Sunday.
Okay.
He knows the roots.
He does know the roots. I will tell you this, though, is that he's a big fan of Jimmy Fallon. I think he's high on the loon. I think he's got a little bit of the, I think he's just sog his wings have gotten to his head.
John from Vegas just tweeted, breaking, Sarge 98.5 reports Rob Gronkowski coming back to the Patriots for week 12 versus the Cowboys.
Yeah. He was just going to go, hey, guys, I'm coming back this week. See you in a couple days.
There Sunday.
Okay.
He knows the roots.
So no charge from the Sarge. You paid for parking.
You're welcome.
What are you eating there?
It's a New England clam chowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only way to have a fine meal for a Monday Night Raw, baby.
So who do you think doesn't like Fred? Do you think there's any athletes that don't like Fred Tucker?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who. He definitely is a heel. He's not a well-liked guy.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, he's a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's not a baby face.
But he brings it on himself, though, Joe.
Do you know anybody who doesn't like Fred personally?
Nick Cimelli.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, please. That's nonsense. I'm not even indulging that. I'm not even indulging that. That is absolutely not true. I'm sure there's people at the station that don't like me. Nick Cimelli is not one of them.
What's the reason?
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're playing Who Doesn't Like Fred?
Yeah.
Sarge gave his
Do you know anybody that doesn't like him?
I don't know.
Actually, I do. There's someone else, but I cannot reveal anyone else besides Nick. I'll save it for another
time. Do they work with us?
Yes.
Are they, like, in the building Monday through Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll continue to play Who Doesn't Like Fred inside the Kowloon Suite here on Monday Night Raw.
All right, did he tell you who didn't like me off mic?
No. I still don't know.
What did he tell you?
He said that he knows somebody who doesn't like Fred, but he didn't tell me.
Why wouldn't he say?
I don't know. I asked. I was like, who is it? He goes, I can't tell you. Sworn to secrecy or whatever, you know.
Sworn to secrecy, baby.
So he could say Nick, but he couldn't say anyone else?
I don't know. I don't know. We might have to listen to some other people and get their opinion.
Nick, have you ever told Sarge in confidence that you didn't like Fred?
No. Oh, believe me, Nick thinks I'm fine. I might have pissed Nick off occasionally on air, but believe me, Nick thinks I'm fine. I'm not as good friends with him as you are, but I'm our relationship is perfectly on the level. All right, so there's more hints.
Yep.
Coming up with the Kowloon crew. There's another guy that doesn't like him. I can't say. No,
that person runs the Outside the Ropes Twitter account. That was the best. For those who don't know, I tweeted something out. It was like, hey, Sarge should be the Bruins PA announcer. I think he's the best for the job. And the Outside the Ropes 98.5 Twitter account says, well, we totally agree. We think Sarge should be the guy. And James Stewart retweeted and said, just to let everyone know, Sarge runs this Twitter account.
Oh, yeah. There's no love loss.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Inside the Ropes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jay Stu is getting, I have heard that Jay Stu is getting a little sick of Sarge. That I have heard, and I'm not making that up. All right, we'll find out more clues onto does not like me around the radio station, or what athlete. You might say, Fred, you're a hypocrite. I really can't tell you what athlete.
If there's any speculation, like if anybody
You can speculate, but I cannot tell you yes or no.
If anyone has heard something that Fred said that might have truly pissed off one of the athletes, because there is one person, and Fred won't tell us, the one player that truly hates Fred.
According to someone I know.
Okay, 617-779-0985. If you believe you know who it is.
And it's a player because Rich thought it was Belichick who would have every right not to like him.
I guess wrong. I said, well, it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a bad person. But, yes, we will be back and we'll find out as more clues develop in the saga of the Kowloon crew.
Talk sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Oh.
So who do you think doesn't like Fred? Do you think there's any athletes that don't like Fred Tucker?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who. He definitely is a heel. He's not a well-liked
guy.
Yes, you know? But he brings it on himself, though, Joe.
Do you know anybody who doesn't like Fred personally?
Nick Cimelli.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
What's the reason?
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. It's coming out from Sarge while he's high on Saugus wings and everything else. He is, there's no headphones.
That's right. So you should have seen Nick in the other room when that was played. So what Joe was doing is yesterday on the air, Fred said that there is an athlete he found out that truly hates him, like one in town. It's like a star athlete. And I was trying to guess who it was. He wouldn't tell us because he doesn't want to get the guy in trouble. The person who told him, he does not want to get in trouble. And when Sarge out of nowhere says Nick Cimelli, you should have seen Nick in the other room. Like, Nick almost exploded. Why were you so, he's animated?
He's just sucks. He's so exhausting. Even when he's joking around, I don't know if he was joking around or not, but he's just exhausting to hear him and to be around him. I like him. But man,
sounds like it.
Yeah,
sounds like you guys are best friends.
Awesome. I will say this: at the Murray Mixer that Fred wasn't invited to, he kept calling you "Son of Mark."
Yeah,
he didn't call you by your name.
Yeah, that was so funny. Yeah, keep on pounding that joke. he says that he asks me every day, every time he sees me. He's like, "How's Mark Cimelli?" And I'm like, "Okay." And it was funny at first, but not the 30th or 40th. Time.
Right.
He is.
Is there anything you could have said to him that gave the indication that you didn't like Fred?
No, not really.
See, to me, it's just he just doesn't like you, and he's trying to throw you under the bus.
I don't know why.
I think you guys are overthinking everything. I just think he spews garbage out of his mouth and doesn't
just words.
Yeah, and like I mean, I'm not concerned. Nick and I are fine.
He's the Ray Lewis of guys who can't control the intonation of their voice.
Yes,
There is some sort of thing though with Nick and Sarge. I don't know. You guys jab at each other.
I don't know what that is either. Because Nick is a fairly impossible guy not to get along with. Like, yes, Nick's an affable human being.
Yes. Which is why whenever, I see Nick every day. What am I doing to Nick every day?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he did to piss anybody off. But either way, we move on to the next member of the Calhoun crew last night. The Don, the guy who sits in the corner booth to make sure he can observe everyone and no one comes from behind. Mr. Jace, too.
Yes, he has to sit with his back to the wall. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm in the Calhoun suite with the one and only, not Ricochet, but Jay Stu of the Felger Mass Program.
Well, at least it's not Nick doing it, so I'm happy to help you out, Joe. Whatever you need, I'm happy to help you out.
Thanks, Dave.
Wow, there's the Calhoun crew. Nick has wronged them in some way.
Everyone hates Nick.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't know.
Now, Jay Stu slammed the door in your face one time when you were at one of the TD Garden. At the suite and he slammed the door in your face.
We had side-by-side suites. I had one suite, he had the other.
Okay.
And he tried going into the other and literally Stu shut it in his face.
I'm actually going to defend, I don't think there's anything you in particular did wrong. I'm going to defend Jay Stu here. I think Jay Stu was with his boys. He wanted to have a good time. He didn't want to worry about any radio shenanigans. And here comes Nick with his microphone wanting to record them and put them on the air. And I just think he wasn't in the mood.
Yeah,
so I'm not even going to crap on Jay Stu for that. I'm not going to crap on Nick for that. That was just leave me alone.
Jay's doing his signs and he had to know when to choreograph them and what he was going to put out there.
Nick was pissed. I saw
him. Oh, yeah.
He was yelling. He was telling all of us the story. You were pissed.
He was texting me. He was so pissed.
All right, so we continue. Here is James Stewart.
Mouse program.
Well, at least it's not Nick doing it, so I'm happy to help you out, Joe. Whatever you need, I'm happy to help you out.
Thanks, there, Justin. Your thoughts on the crew tonight that we have?
Oh, we have a spectacular crew. You know, I'm staying away from Sarge for obvious reasons, but you know, Joe Murray's here. Joe Murray's the MVP of the group. Andy Wong, of course, who invited us all here, and you know, honored to be a guest of his.
Awesome. So, what did you think of the Ricochet interview?
I thought Joe carried it. I think Joe was the star of the interview. He kept the interview on point with the wrestling questions that I wanted asked in my absence. I would say gold star Joe Murray and hire him full time.
Thank you. Also, who do you think hates Fred Tucker? Athletes or people at the station?
I think Kurt Schilling does.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
There's no question.
I hate him.
All right, so we have one.
He's tweeted how much he hates. This is not the guy. This is not who Price is. This is a current starter.
Yeah, a current
star.
An active athlete,
a star.
Yeah. So
it might not be a starter, but it's a star. That's at least the way Fred told me. I don't know anything.
Yeah, it's a current athlete for a local team. But Curt Schilling is human trash. I hope he doesn't like me. It's a sign of good character.
Let's see who else hates Fred Tutcher. Riley probably. Sorry, Sarge probably hates him. Bertrand hates him.
Really?
Right? I don't know. Didn't they have a spat before?
But do you think there's hate?
Sure. Mark Bertrand hates Fred Tutcher.
Do you think there's an athlete? Current athlete that hates Fred Tutcher.
Doesn't Marchand hate him?
I don't know.
I'm asking. Or does Marchand like him? I don't know.
All right.
So Marchand likes like you. I mean, you guys did the interview. He walked in and said, "What up, bitches?" Remember?
Yeah, I think Marchand is neither here nor there with me. I think that when he sees me,
he's affable.
He's an affable cat. Mm-hmm.
It's the second time I've used affable in one break.
Well, listen, you got to be affable. And so there you go. There you have it. And we move on, and I don't know if Bertrand hates me anymore. I think there was a time that we were not getting along.
No, water under the bridge.
All right, and so do I go Carrabas here?
Sure, let's go Jared Carrabas.
All right, here is Jared Carrabas.
Mind if I use this for the radio?
Yes, you may.
All right, I am here with Jared Carrabas, the Saugus Rocket, who's back in town. First, I have to ask you, we've been asked some questions. Do you know any athletes or personalities that hate Fred Tutcher?
Yeah, so I was actually watching the bit where Zolak and Bertrand had beef with Tutcher and Rich, and I was like, listen, this is like mom and dad fighting. Ever since I left Boston, the only two people that have ever asked me to come on their airwaves have been Tutcher and Rich and Zolak and Bertrand. I will say Tutcher and Rich more frequently, by the way, but that was an awkward spot to be in, so I don't know if the beef is still there, but when I did watch it, it's very uncomfortable.
Do you think there are any athletes or former athletes who dislike Fred Tutcher or hate Fred Tutcher?
I mean, Kurt Schilling hates everybody, so I'd probably guess Kurt Schilling if there were someone out there to hate him. But other than that, I don't know anyone for sure.
Do you think Mike Francesa really farted?
I don't. I honestly don't think that he did, because I feel like he's a man of integrity and he would have owned up to it.
All right, that's the Saugus Rocket, Jared Carrabas, the OG Kalu crew member. Thank you.
Yes, Kurt Schilling is someone who has bankrupted states.
Yep.
And because he has taken down semi-trucks that he had no idea how to drive down to Houston and left them in parking lots by my parents' house in Tennessee. So, yes, I do not like Kurt Schilling, but I would not consider he does not apply to the person I'm told who doesn't like me, which, by the way, I'm not convinced this person does not like me.
We're getting a ton of guesses. We're getting a ton of people guessing. Did you want to take some of these calls?
How?
Oh, jeez. We got to get this thing working,
right,
man.
Let's take a break, and then we can take I guess we could take some calls. We can take a break, and we'll be right back.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. There is a active athlete in Boston, professional athlete, that I've been told is no fan of mine, that dislikes me. I cannot say the athlete because it would be throwing the person who told me under the bus.
Can you say anything without giving him away as to what his criticism was about you? Like, they didn't like you. Did they say why they didn't like you?
They said that they didn't like the way I talked about him on the air.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a radio thing. It wasn't a personal thing.
Okay. It was a criticism of his actual game.
Yeah, I had never said anything personal about the person.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the guy's personal life.
Okay. So
that I would say on the air.
Let's take a couple calls, cuz people are trying to guess which athlete hates you, cuz everyone's trying to figure this out. Let's go to line 2. Mike on line 2. What's up, Mike?
All right, Michael, hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
It's got to be David Backus. You badmouth his play. You badmouth his real estate investments. You're a cat guy. He's a dog guy. It's got to be Backus.
Backus Lives on a main road, not a shrewd purchase.
That is a decent guess. That is a decent guess.
He lives on a main road in Auburndale.
He's called in, hasn't he?
We've interviewed Backus a few times. Yeah. Sure.
Backus is, I don't know why he would be sensitive to criticism, but perhaps considering he's an albatross around the team's neck. And he does live on a main road. That could be the thing. I mean, he lives around me. Mm. He lives in Auburndale right there on a main road like some jabroni. But that could definitely be the case.
Let's go to Andy. Andy, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, tomatoes. I think the culprit here is Dustin Pedroia, because he has been lying in the weeds for the last 2 years on the injury list, and Fred has not necessarily been mean to him, but been pretty honest about where he should be, and that's not on the Red Sox roster. Andy's kind of not only a physical midget, but he's a mental midget.
Well, that's not very nice. He's not going to like you now.
He's
tough. He's mentally tough.
It's possible he didn't like the nickname Dusty Two Sacks, which is his own fault.
He didn't like it.
He did not like it.
I think he was actually asked about that.
No, he was asked about being Dusty Two Sacks, and he dismissed it.
He wanted to be La Luna, which is the worst nickname ever.
Yeah, no, he gave himself his own nickname, like some kind of prick.
Laser Show.
Adam Jones gives him the Little Leader, which I like a lot. I like the Little Leader.
The Little Leader, though, is a condescending. Dusty Two Sacks is just like, hey.
I think that was actually made from a compliment. Like, you were like, yeah, he made some great plays. It's Dusty Two Sacks.
Yeah, you play center field by Fogarty, and then you get around and you play Dusty Two Sacks.
Right. It's like a dirt dog, Dusty Two Sacks.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all like, dusty.
Yeah, see, you know, he's pushing a single into a double. He's going head first. He's getting dusty.
Let's go to Steve on line two. Steve on line two.
All right, Steve on line two. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, my guess is Jason Tatum. You dump on him pretty hard, Fred. Take care, guys.
That is not a bad guess.
Gentleman had 26 points last night. No one didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Had a double-double.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
We all see our games. Brad Wanamaker.
Wanamaker's pretty good.
That's what I'd say. Hey, listen.
Wanamaker's becoming a solid backup.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. We all have our... Jason Tatum, very young. Probably susceptible to criticism.
There's people who are saying that it's Jason Tatum, and the reason is because Gorman ratted on you. Or maybe even Danny Ainge might have ratted on you.
That's the thing, is that there is a chance that he listens to the Danny Ainge interview to get information, and has heard me badmouth him to Danny Ainge, and therefore that would be the case.
Someone said, did Incubus ever play any sports?
No, I just got drunk and interviewed them. Which you're only allowed one of until they let us broadcast from Vegas or something. All right. Is there anything else?
Anything like good to offer the conversation besides booze breath?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to line two. Let's do line two.
All right. Frank, hello.
It's Tuca, because you're always making fun of, jean jackets, you know, tuxedos. It's Tuca, guaranteed.
He is someone who his play certainly deserves sometimes to be critiqued, and he does dress like a Finnish, like metalhead.
And he also has got a case of the Tucas where he couldn't play in the final game of a year to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson just tweeted, I like this segment. People calling in to touch for Rich to guess what athlete hates Fred. And then Fred says a bunch of things that will make those athletes hate him.
Yes. I mean, certainly. I mean, Tuukka Rask was given a pick from some death metal band and treated it like he was going to put it on a chain and wear it around his neck.
Well, I mean, it's like religion. You know where he comes from. That's like the dark metal where they get plastic surgery to look like orcs.
Yeah, that's what he's into. All right. Well, it's nice to speculate. Again, this was all secondhand. I can't imagine anyone not liking me, but it is all secondhand, and I have to keep it. Unfortunately, I would tell you if it wasn't someone who didn't want to.
I like this game.
Didn't want people to
do
know.
This again.
Sure.
I swear to God, I'd tell you who it was. Lucic went after me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
That was right before he ended up getting traded.
Yeah, because I said he was going to get traded, and he did not like that.
Was he going to, like, fight you?
No.
He just got in your face, and when Bilal Lucic gets in your face, I don't care who you are. That's a little alarming.
I wasn't alarmed. No, he was not that angry. He was just like, you know, if I could stick around for a while, because I guess I'm getting traded. And I'm like, oh, hey, we're at a charity event. All right.
We have some extremely important business to attend to. And Fred, just You don't even need to say a word.
I won't.
All I know is that this is something that when a situation like this arises, there's really only one show that you can turn to make a judgment on something as serious as this.
All right.
No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.